Blog Talk Radio.
Good night, good night, good night, good evening, folks. Good evening, everyone. It is the Saturday night, Sabbath night, September 25th, 2021. And folks, I greet all of you in the name, in the wonderful, the merciful, and ever loving name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Just want to give God the glory and the honor and the praise for bringing us this far. Folks, if you are listening to this message, that means, you know, the mercies of God still rest on us. That means we still have something, some kind of work to do here on earth. That means we are here for a purpose. And God still can use us. God still can use each and every single one of us that that is alive today. And we are to stand firm in the faith in Yeshua. We are to stand firm on his promises, stand firm on his love, stand firm on his word, on his commandments, on his laws and his precepts, and on his statutes. We are to stand firm when the whole world is against us. We are to stand firm, folks. It's funny because I will be up. I'll be tired. And I won't be able to fall asleep. And I'll be up. And I won't be yawning or anything. As soon as I started, as soon as I started talking about the Word of God, anytime I started praying, I will yawn and yawn and yawn because the enemy doesn't want us to seek God. The enemy doesn't want us to spread the good news. But guess what? When it's all said and done, when we have done everything that we can, we are to stand on God's love and on his promises, because he is our creator and our God and all. Today, let me jump right into it. I'm talking today about the Big Bang. The Big Bang Theory. The biggest lie that I've ever told in our lifetime. The Big Bang that was ever told is that the biggest lie that we were ever told is that we came here by accident. Folks, the Big Bang. That once upon a time in a distant time, an explosion happened in the universe, and guess what happened? There was minute life in the ocean, very, very tiny amoeba that was living in the ocean, and this tiny amoeba crawled up out of the ocean onto land. And after millions of years, I assume, and this tiny amoeba formed life, and the life that was formed, I guess it's all the trees and fruits and birds and animals and of different kind, and you and I. Folks, it's a lie, it's an ancient lie concocted by the dragon, the serpent, Satan, and his lying children. Satan doesn't want us to know who we are, that we are evidence of God's kingdom. Folks, Satan do not want you to know who we are. He doesn't want us to know our God, that there is an all-powerful, all-loving, almighty God that created the universe, that created everyone and everything, including Lucifer himself. Satan and his angel do not want us to know who God is. They doesn't want us to give glory to the Most High God. They don't want us to recognize our kingly ancestors who are King Yeshua, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, doesn't want us to know our royalty. So Satan comes up with lies after lies after lies, spoken through his disciples, spoken through the mouth of scientists and doctors and governments and preachers and teachers and whoever else is deemed his disciples. Satan doesn't want us to know that we are evidence. Folks, we are evidence right here, right now. We are evidence of God's kingdom here on earth. Like the Lord's Prayer, the ending of the prayer said, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Sin doesn't want us to realize or to recognize that we, you and I, are God's kingdom here on earth. The Bible tells us that the kingdom of heaven is within us. The kingdom of heaven is within us. And Yeshua said when we pray the Lord's Prayer, and at the end of the prayer it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven." So the enemy doesn't want us to know that we are God's kingdom here on earth. This is why Lucifer, Satan, and his wicked children are trying to destroy everything. Everything. Remind them of the Most High God, including you and I. Everything. He doesn't want us to know that, realize that we are evidence of God's kingdom here on earth. We are evidence of the Most High God's power here on earth. The power of God is within us, folks. The power of the Most High God is within us. Look at how the Most High used the prophets of old, Moses, Elijah, Abraham, Enoch, Isaiah, Jeremiah, David, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the apostles. Look how the Lord used men of old. He came through them. He worked through them by his Holy Spirit, bring about his plans on earth. The enemy doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to realize we are God's kingdom on earth. We are God's power on earth. And we are his glory here on earth. We are God's glory here on earth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We manifested the glory of God. We are the glory of God here on earth. The enemy doesn't want us to know that. The enemy wants us to feel and to think and to see ourselves as nothing. He wants us to see ourselves as trash. He wants us to see ourselves as some little bacteria that crawled up out of the ocean millions of years ago and eventually we emerged. Evolution took place and we are who we are today. Folks, The enemy is trying to destroy the evidence of God on earth. He's trying to destroy you and I. He's trying to destroy plants and animals. And he's trying to destroy us in an effort to destroy the creation of God and the evidence of God. But folks, no matter how much the enemy tried to destroy the evidence of God here on earth, he can't, because the Lord God created everything. Galaxies and stars, principalities and powers, moon, even the enemy was created by the Most High God. Okay, since we were taught in school that we came here because of some big bang that happened, contrary to what the enemy has taught us, we know, those of us who trust in the Most High God, those of us who love God, we were told in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw. So you see here, we are told that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? Nevertheless, they put it in our books, in our history books, to teach the children from a young age that evolution is why we are here. To put the children to teach us that evolution is why we are here. And the earth was without void and was without form and was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Folks, this is one of the lies that we are told from back, from since we are babies, from since we are children growing up, that God didn't create us, that we came here by accident. Also, we were told that there were 24 hours in a day, when the Bible tells us that there are 12 hours in a day. Verse 5 of Genesis chapter 1, and God called the day, the light, day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. So here we go. We have a cycle. 12 hours of light, and we have 12 hours of darkness. And God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. So there we have it. We have the enemy trying to teach us, trying to redirect our knowledge, trying to counteract what the Lord God has put in our heart, has put in the word for us to learn. And, you know, it's amazing because we, even though many of us Christians read the word of God, and even though many of us Christians read the Bible, we read the word of God, and we see these things in the Bible, but yet still, we run around and saying, like, I ask many of my family members, many Christians, how many hours a day? In a day, they would tell me 24 hours in a day. And I would be like, no, there are 12 hours in a day. oh, but it's written that, I said, no, it's written in the Bible that there are 12 hours in a day. But man said that there's 24 hours in a day. And folks, also, we were told so many lies. We were told that. I asked many of my friends and family, how many, well, when is the, which day is the seventh, which day is the first day of the week? Many people will tell me Monday is the first day of the week, just because it will work on Monday. I will ask them, well, which day is the Sabbath day? They will tell me Sunday is the Sabbath day. I'm like, well, which day is Sunday? The seventh day? No. See where the confusion comes in? You know, the word of God tells us, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's not that knowledge is not in the word of God for us to read and learn and understand. But the Bible tells us that we cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. It's either we love the one and we hate the other. We cannot allow ourselves to be indoctrinated by the rules and the commandments and the laws and the books and the doctrines of men and God at the same time. It's either we read the word of God and we understand and follow the writings and the doctrines and the precepts and the statutes and the commandments of the Most High God and not follow those of man. We were told in the Word of God that the Sabbath day is the seventh day and it's a sign, a perpetual covenant between the Lord God and his children. But the enemy, the devil, went wrong and said, no. You know, the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as we know it, is the day of rest. It's the day to be honored when the Lord God set aside, sanctified. He sanctified, made it holy. He hallowed it the seventh day. And he said, in this day we are to rest because God himself rested on the seventh day to show us the example to follow. If we skip down to verse 11 of Genesis chapter 1. It tells us, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs, yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit after his kind. And the tree yielding fruit whose seed is in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Folks, now we have Monsanto going around removing the seed from as much fruit as they can, and from as much plants as they can. Some of the seeds, even some of the seeds in some of the fruits that are still, like the lemon, still have seeds in it, some lemon. And even when you try to plant some of these lemon seeds, folks, they're not growing. Because if they figure if they can't get to remove the seeds through genetic modification from some of these foods, they are going to make them sterile. They are going to sterilize them that you're not able to replant the seeds. So they remove the seeds from, if not all, here in the United States, most of the watermelon here, they remove seeds from most of the grapes, most of the oranges, tangerines, and folks, it's not good. The Bible say that, you know, the Lord God created herbs and trees and fruits and such after its kind, with the seed within itself so that it can replicate. Satan hates God. Satan and his wicked children hate the Most High. And they hate you and I. And this is why the enemy is trying to destroy the evidence of who God is. He is trying to destroy the Most High God. And why? Because he wants to bring glory to himself, folks. Satan wants to bring glory. He wants to be God. So in order to be God, he is going to destroy God's creation so he can recreate. But he's actually not a creator, and he will never be. He actually cannot create, or he can only try to manipulate what's already there to use what the Most High God have already created, and then he can manipulate that to destroy, and in so doing he destroys it anyway, because he removed the seeds from the fruits and the plants. He wants to bring glory to himself, like through his disciples, like Monsanto and the government of this world and scientists and doctors and, you know, who go about and use the things, the herbs and the fruits and whatnot, so the healing of the body, and they go about and they mess with it and twist it around and turn it around and genetically modify animals to reproduce and crossbreed animals, and now they turn to the human body where they are modifying our DNA to these foods and to these vaccines and to these herbs and to our water and to the air and to the airwaves using 5G and electronic and electronic waves. Satan wants to destroy evidence of who God is on earth by destroying the last piece, the creation that's closest to the Most High God's heart, you and I. Now he's in desperate, he is in a desperate rush, destroy us once and for all. Our DNA through this vaccine, folks, it's a scary thing, and many cannot see. Many do not understand that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many do not know and do not understand what is happening. I'm just going to read a little bit here of Ezekiel chapter 28 that actually tells us how Satan wants to be like God. I'm just going to read from verse 6 of Ezekiel chapter 28. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, So Satan set himself as the heart of God. It says here, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. So Satan wants to be like God. He said, I will be like the Most High God in Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14 and Isaiah and Ezekiel chapter 28 complements each other. Because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their sword against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of thyself. The seas symbolize people, nations, and tongues. So, Satan is going to die like a man. It says, well, to thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man and no God in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Satan, just like the Most High God, came here to, and he gave himself a ransom for you and I. That inasmuch as the children put on flesh and blood, he himself put on flesh that he may destroy him. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, power over death, that is the devil. So here we see that the Lord God put on flesh, just like we put on flesh. We are part of the one-third of the angels of heaven that fell from heaven. And the Lord came here to redeem us. You see, allow us to put on flesh, and he put on flesh so that he can come and save us. Folks, Satan knows all this, and he is desperate to prevent you and I from going back to heaven. In Isaiah chapter 14, it tells us, he said, I will ascend up into the heavens. I will set my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God are the angels of God, you and I. He wants to get back into heaven. He knows that there is no way he can get back into heaven. Said, but thou shalt be a man and no God in the hands of him that slayed thee. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, said the Lord God. Just like he wants to be like God, he's going to be like God, all right, in a certain way, that he's going to put on flesh. But the Lord God put on flesh to the glory of God. Satan is going to put on flesh to the destruction of Satan. Okay? It's for him, he will be destroyed. And Yeshua died and raised from the dead and ascended back into heaven. He's going to die, but he's going to go to hell instead. He's not going to go to heaven. So he thinks he can mimic the Most High God. He thinks he can do as the Most High God did and get back up into heaven. He have another thing coming. He will find himself in hell. I have spoken it, said the Lord God. Folks, we'll pick this up again another day, but this is getting interesting. I could talk longer if I could, but it just stresses my voice. So I'm unable to do that. So love you all in Christ, and stay strong, stay focused on the Lord, and when it's all said and done, we have to stand firm on His word and on His commandments and on His precepts and statutes, because at the end of the day, only He can save us. Love you guys. Good night.